You're listening to the SDC Foundations podcast. This year, we're looking at the early church through the Book of Acts and Paul's letters. An opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Wednesday's podcast. We're halfway through the working week, and I hope for you it's all downhill from here. We hope you're enjoying these podcasts, and particularly these reflections on Ephesians in this our Vision Week here at SDC Sheffield. And we hope these podcasts are informing and inspiring you. We've now arrived at Ephesians chapter 3. It's a great passage. And today it's Ephesians 3, 1 to verses 1 through 7. And our focus is on verse 7 today from the Message translation of the Bible. It says this: "This is my life work, helping people understand and respond to this message. It came as a sheer gift to me, a real surprise, God handling all the details." I do love the Message translation. Here's a question to ponder on. Do you want to be used by God? Do you want to make a difference in your family, with your friends, in your school, university or your workplace? Perhaps that's where you're going at the moment on your way to work, or you've just left it on the way home. Do you want to play your part in bringing the goodness and kindness of Jesus Christ to those around you? It's always encouraging to know that as we follow Jesus in our everyday lives, that our simple actions can have repercussions into eternity. The Bible says this: "The kindness of God leads to repentance." It's in the book of Romans. In other words, our kind actions can be a kind of catalyst in the lives of those around us, calling them to ask, "Why? Why are you doing this for me?" I first became really aware of the reality and relevance of the Christian faith many years ago when a Christian colleague I work with showed me kindness at a time I really needed help. This colleague, who became my friend, put Paul's words into action from the verse today when he helped me, quote, understand and respond to this message. You see, kindness really does work. Today's Bible passage not only reveals the mystery of Christ, but it also shows us how, as a result, we can be used by God to make a difference. There's power in the message of the gospel. Power does not come from your circumstances or position in life. Indeed, Paul himself, we read in verse 1, was a prisoner. Power doesn't come from our human greatness. Paul writes in verse 8, "I am less than the least of all God's people." Power doesn't come from lording over people. Paul writes in verse 7 that he became a servant. You see, real power comes from the message of the gospel of love put into practice every day by our simple acts of kindness, generosity, and a willingness to speak to others when asked about our faith in Jesus. Let me remind you, verse 7. "This is my life work," says Paul, "helping people understand and respond to this message. It came as a sheer gift to me, a real surprise, God handling all the details." This was Paul's calling. And you know, this is our calling today and every day. To be kind, to be generous, and to be ready. And as we've read, God will handle the details. To be available for him and to let Jesus work in us today, to enable all of us to play our small part in asking others to join us in building godly communities that make a difference. Now that's worth getting up for every morning. That's exciting. Here's a prayer for today. Lord, I'm ready to be used by you today and the days to come. Help me to help others understand your message of forgiveness, love, and new beginnings. I'm ready, Lord. Here I am today. Use me. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 to 7, from the Message Bible. This is why I, Paul, am in jail for Christ, having taken up the cause of you outsiders, so called. I take it that you're familiar with the part I was given in God's plan for including everybody. I got the inside story on this from God himself, as I just wrote to you in brief. And as you read over what I've written to you, you'll be able to see for yourselves into the mystery of Christ. None of our ancestors understood this. Only in our time has it been made clear by God's Spirit through his holy apostles and prophets of this new order. The mystery is this, that people who've never heard of God and those who have heard of him all their lives, what I've called the outsiders and the insiders, stand on the same ground before God. They get the same offer, the same help, the same promises in Christ Jesus. The message is accessible and welcoming to everyone right across the board. And this is my life work, helping people understand and respond to this message. It came as a sheer gift to me, a real surprise. God handling all the details. And when it came to presenting the message to people who had no background in God's way, I was the least qualified of any of the available Christians. God saw to it that I was equipped, but you can be sure that it had nothing to do with my natural abilities.